This is John Batchelor, conversation with Professor Jim Holmes of the U.S. Naval War College about the first, second, and third island chains of the Pacific, challenging the PLA Navy to get out of the first island chain to overwhelm the Philippines and Japan and Taiwan. What about fallback? I asked Jim. And Jim answers in detail what the war will look like. Not a short war. Here's Jim Holmes. 2027 is the jump-off date everybody mentions in the U.S. Navy. We can presume that it's not arbitrary. More of this tonight.
Well, I mean, you have to think about the nature of the war. Yes, the island chains are a permanent construct in Chinese thinking about maritime warfare in the Western Pacific, and therefore we have to take that seriously. The first island chain, of course, extending from Japan through Taiwan and on down through the Philippines to the Malacca Strait. The second island chain from northern Japan down through New Guinea via our base at Guam. And the third island chain is one that's, you don't hear too much about it, but some Chinese do talk about a third island chain, which is Hawaii looping down towards Fiji and Samoa, which is, I mean, that's very, very far from China and relatively close to the United States. So it's, but yeah, these geographic features in Chinese perceptions that they look like concentric U.S. defenses encircling China and hampering its maritime destiny. So that's so there's the geographic and the perceptual aspect. As far as whether we are willing to fall back, the answer is no. I mean, it's always possible. The Chinese could evict us from the region, but really the core of U.S. military strategy as it's shaping up right now is to be stubborn, not be driven out of the Western Pacific the way we were in 1941 and 1942. That's what the U.S. Marines mean when they talk about stand-in forces. That means forces that stubbornly remain within the first island chain. Chiefly the first island chain. They remain mobile. They remain elusive, and so forth. And they dish out punishment against Chinese ships and aircraft along the first island chain. So in essence, we are announcing that we will stand in rather than stand off at the outside of a conflict. And we put the Chinese on notice that they simply will not get a short war. It will be a long, bloody conflict, and therefore, obviously a long conflict is going to be not only costly and dangerous, but also risky in terms of China fulfilling its aims, and really the Chinese Communist Party, its ability to remain in power should it lose a conflict.